Thank you for joining us for this chapel message from the campus of Columbia International University in Columbia, South Carolina. Our mission at CIU is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ.
Can you hear me? Can you see me? I'm a little short. While I was in the seminary taking Greek, and I lost my hair. Bible says in Romans chapter 10, how can they hear if somebody is going and preaching to them? How can they believe on the one they never heard? I praise God for today and praise God for Brother Rick and Brian giving me the chance to share. Praise the Lord for the faculties and staff of CIU who gave me the tool to survive in the mission field last 23 years to know him and to make him known in New Delhi. My wife, Lini Papu, send you greetings. Abhishek is a graduate and Arpiti is a student here. I had the joy of studying here from 93 to 96. I enjoyed the chapel every day. I used to sit in the front. I'm a demon student now, last 12 years, just demonized my life. I can see the light in the end of the tunnel. Dr. Bill Jones, who was my professor when I was here, he instilled the passion of evangelism in my life. And I am grateful to the Lord. What I have in mind to share my testimony with you, and then work of the Lord back in India. In the end, prayer, small prayer, group prayer, if there is time, the clock is ticking there, I can see. According to my schedule, I should be in India. But the Lord has a different plan. He brought me. So he may want to share something with you. I would like to request you to sit prayerfully with the heart saying, Lord, minister to me. Bible college is hard life. I went through the Bible college and seminary for last 10 years, long time ago. It is a busy life, Bible college life. I hope you get a chance to read God's word, quiet time, spending time with the Lord these days. Or do you say, hey, Alexa, read the Bible for me today? I hope not. God willing, I will be going back to India on June 6th. Would you like to come with me to India as missionaries? Some said yes, some said no, some said never. Never say never to the Lord. Bible says the Lord has a wonderful plan for your life. I was born and grew up in a Hindu home, 8 children. My father was a communist leader. At age 8, I asked my father, Father, tell me where is God? I used to ask so many questions. And he said, my son, there is no God, heaven and hell right here. But I kept on asking so many questions. Finally, he got tired of me asking questions. He took me to a monastery, Hindu monastery, and introduced me to a guru at age 8. And I grew up under him. And finally, I became a choir conductor in that monastery. So while I was in the monastery, I used to ask, where is God? I came here to see my God, but this guru is not my God. At age 17, I left Kerala and came to North India, Bihar, to find a job. And I was staying with my brothers. I was very much involved in the Hindu cult, Satya Sai Baba, some other temple group. I had a garland. I had a beard. I used to conduct bhajan songs in the temple. So when everything was going well, at age 17, I had a sister. She was 18. She went to the pond to take a bath, and she had fits, epilepsy. and she died. All of the sudden, my best friend is no more. When I got the news, I was totally devastated. I took all my question to my guru and I said, Guruji, tell me, answer me, what is life all about? Where is my sister? Why am I born here? Where am I going? And he said, Tilak, we are human beings. We are born here and we will die. That's the end of our life. I came back to North India, started conducting the songs in the temple, working. Then my brother Pushpan Pappu, he came through our home in North India. He was the first believer. He became a believer through OM when he was 17. And as soon as he came to know Christ, all our family members got together and kicked him out from our home. For the last 10 years, my parents never allowed him to visit us. So this brother was studying in England in a Bible college. He came through North India and he gave me a black, thick Bible and he said, my brother, Jesus is Lord. Bible is God's word. Please read, God can reveal to you. But in my heart, I said, forget you, who cares about this Western God? I have my own Hindu God. I have my own Hindu scripts to read. But in my life, the emptiness and the longing I have started to grow in my life. I have a sister, she's a nurse, and she got a job in New Delhi. And she said, why don't you come and drop me at New Delhi? So from Bihar, I came to New Delhi. I saw the big city, and I said, I will never go back to Bihar. I continued there. The next day, I went to the temple there, and I told them who I am. They were so happy to see me. So there is a festival time for 41 days. I used to conduct songs in the temple. I had one room rented. That one room was full of Hindu idols. I used to pray and worship, sing songs, but there is no one to hear my prayers. Finally, I got tired of worshiping idols. And I asked my sister, do you know any religious group? They don't worship idols. She's a believer. She said, yes, we don't worship idols. Why don't you come to a prayer meeting? So that was in 1982. There was a prayer meeting conducted by Delhi Brethren Assembly. In the night prayer, there were 30 people were sitting there, December 31st night, and thanking the Lord. As soon as I entered into the room, the Holy Spirit of God just arrested me. A deep conviction fell upon me. They have something which I do not have, the joy and the peace of God. Next day was a Sunday. They took me to the church. I cannot remember what was the message. But after message, they took me to their home and they started sharing the gospel. When they explained the cross of Christ, that really ministered to me, really convinced me. It was so clear that Christ died on the cross for my sins. And they said, if you pray, you will have eternal life. Are you willing? And I prayed the sinner's prayer, but nothing happened. There were four people were sitting there. They said, let's pray for Tilak. When they were praying, I was experiencing like somebody was lifting a heavy burden from me. When the second person was praying, again, I was experiencing somebody was lifting the heavy burden from me. When the third person, the same thing. When the fourth person prayed, I could sense that somebody just lift all the burdens away from me, kind of set me free. Next 4 months, I didn't go to church. I went to my temple. It was very hard to leave my tradition. But in that 4 months' time, I realized there is a change taking place in my life. Number one, my vocabulary has changed. I used to curse every other word. The Lord just cleansed my mouth. Then I realized that I have a conscience. If I do something wrong, I cannot sleep. And I asked myself, what's wrong with me? Then I knew that 4 months ago I accepted Christ. He is Lord. He is transforming my life. when I start to read God's word, that just fill my heart, fill my soul. We are from a business family background. So I wrote to my brother, Pushpan Pappu. He was a seminary student that time in Fresno. I said, I want to study in a Christian school, university. I want to study business, and I want to study Bible also. So he said, why don't you come to US and to study, and I can help you out. So in 1986, I came to this great country, and I got admission in Fresno Pacific College, where I was studying. Some American friends came to me, and they discipled me. The Lord asked me a question: what profit a man if he gains the whole world, lose his own soul? I was thinking about my own families back home. From that business school, they said, why didn't you go for this conference known as Urbana 87? They sent me money and jacket and all that. So I went there, and that first day, we were sitting 19,000 students in Urbana 87. Dr. Billy Graham was preaching from Isaiah chapter 6. Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? And when he gave the call, I just stood up. And he said, those who stood up, come down. So I just went down. When I was standing there, I remembered. I said, I will never come back to India. Then the Lord spoke to me while I was standing there. Remember, Tilak, what you said, I will never come back to India. You are going back. You are going to take the gospel to your own people. Since then, I changed my major, went to Bible college in San Jose, then to seminary here in 1996. As a family, we went back to India. Last 23 years, we've been serving the Lord. We have seen how the Lord transforms people's life. Hudson Taylor once said, if I had thousands of lives, I still give it to China. If I have thousands of lives, I will still go back to India to serve the Lord. William Borden said at age 25, just before his death, he wrote it down in his Bible, no reserve, no retreat, no regret. My oldest brother, he is still a Hindu, and he thinks I am the craziest man ever lived because he left America, came to India. No regret. God bless CIU, and God bless America. Great country. Let's see some pictures. That's our family. We are four our children. Then the Lord added one more, Christina, one more daughter. Last June, Christina Seeger became Christina Pappu. 1.3 million, 3 billion people. Where we live, we have 22 million people in New Delhi. That's the reason most of the time I spent in the library. I want to be alone. We live in Haryana, where 28 million people, not even 1% Christian. That's something we need to pray for. Almost 1.2 million people comes together to Ganges River to take dip January to March to wash their sins. This is a temple. 2.5 million ladies come together. They cook outside of the temple and they pray. And people are longing and crying out to God. We have a Bible study in our house. Outreach. I share my life with the leaders, grooming them to become indigenous Christian leaders. Once a month, we have a time of fellowship and study. Teach homiletics in our basement. This is a Christmas outreach in our basement. Around 150 people can sit. All the neighbors, they come together to hear the gospel story during Christmas time. We have a school among the underprivileged children. They all are from Hindu background. We have ministry among the slum children. Around 125 of them come every day. When they start writing their name, that's their greatest joy. New hairstyle for America. There's a religious festival. This is a kids club we conduct every year. So you can come and help us out with the kids club. We led that mother to the Lord, and I was thinking she was waiting for 65 years to hear the gospel. He came to know the Lord. He's from a village, 25,000 people. He's the only one believer. It took 3 years for me to convince his parents that he can get married to a Christian girl, because Christian people are normal people. It took 3 years for me to convince his family. This is something we need to pray. The persecution has increased in India, 200%. From 1964 to 1996, that 36 years, there was only 38 incidents of persecutions. But that increased. 2014, the new government came to power. 2014, there was 147 incidents of persecution. 2015, 177. 2016 is increased, 441 persecutions. 2017, only in 6 months, 410 persecutions. 2017 through 18, 1,200 persecutions. We need to pray for India. We have a new election coming up that will decide. They are planning to change the Indian constitution, going to make one nation, one language, one religion. There was man who was chopped off his head because of his faith in Odisha. He had 5 children, he's only 40. Every day there is persecution. Churches been destroyed, pastors were threatened and killed and beaten, parade nakedly on the street. So we need to pray for India, pray for our ministry, our protection, and the election going on, the result will come in May. Pray that some secular party may come to power so that we will have enough time to share what the Lord entrusted to our lives. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, 2 by 2 or 3 in a small group. In the end, I will close with a word of prayer. Let's go to the Lord.
We hope you found this message a blessing to your life. More Columbia International University Chapel messages are available at iTunes and at podcast.ciu.edu. Learn more about CIU's undergraduate, seminary, and graduate programs at our website, ciu.edu. Columbia International University educates people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for the opportunity to minister to you today.